所以我们来到这里，罗马书十五章第十四节，我们一起来读，从十四节让听我念到二十二节。弟兄们，我自己深信你们是满有良善，充足了诸般的智慧，也能彼此劝诫。但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的记性，特因神给我的恩典，使我为外邦人做耶稣基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，肯蒙悦纳。所以论到神的事，我在耶稣基督耶稣里也有可夸的，除了基督接我所做那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为用神机骑士的事，并圣灵的能力使外邦顺服，甚至我从耶路撒冷自转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。我立了这项不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。我就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。我因多次拦阻，总不得到你们那里去。
Romans 15 verse 14, I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God, for I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you.
从表面上看，这段圣经不知道在讲什么。
From the surface, we cannot see what this passage is about.
但是如果你稍微了解这段圣经呢，你就明白，其实保罗已经开始在进入做一个总结了。
But if you actually know the context, you realize that Paul is entering his conclusion.
因为他现在在这段圣经里仔细的看的话呢，他就说，弟兄们，他说我知道你们本来是有充满的，有足够的知识，有这个善良，你们可以彼此劝诫。但是我还是要写信给你，我还要告诉你这个要跟你分享神的恩典。
Because he says that he is satisfied about the brothers, that they are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to instruct one another. But on some points, Paul is still writing because he wants to remind them because of the grace given to him by God.
所以意思说，他告诉我们为什么保罗要写罗马书。
In other words, he is explaining why he wrote the book of Romans.
所以在这边他不但是这样呢，你如果看第十这个七节，他说论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的，但是除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提。那么他提什么呢？就是提他做了什么事情，就是说他为什么延迟。第二十二节说，因多次被阻拦，总不到你那里去。
And verse 17, in Christ Jesus then I have reason to be proud of my work for God.For I will not venture to speak anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience. And then in verse 22, he says, This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you.
所以这边基本上讲两件事情。第一，为什么他要写罗马书？
So there are two things here. Firstly, why he wrote the book of Romans.
第二, 为什么他这么久 还延迟才到来?
Secondly, why he had been hindered from visiting the Church of Rome.
因为在开始罗马书的时候, 第1章13节, 他就提到一次, 他说, 我很想到你那里来, 但是有很多阻隔, 在1章13节说, 弟兄们, 我不愿意你们不知道, 我屡次定义, 往你那里去, 要在你们中间得一些果子, 如同其余的外邦人中间, 只是到如今有阻隔。
He already said this in Romans 1:13 that he had been hindered because he says, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented.
所以他到底有什么阻隔呢?
So what exactly was the hindrance?
因为他还有事情要做, 所以不能够到罗马书, 罗马那里去, 那到底什么事情? 就是今天我们要说的。
Because he still had things to be done, and that's what prevented him from visiting the church in Rome. And what are those things? That's what we are looking at today.
所以一开始的时候呢, 他讲到说, 为什么他要写这一封书信?
So he started by explaining why he wrote this book.
我们看第14节。
Look at verse 14.
他说：“弟兄们， 我自己深知你们满有良善， 充足了知识， 可以彼此劝诫， 但是我还是放胆写信给你们， 提醒你们的寄信， 因为神给我的恩典。
I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder because of the grace given me by God.
所以什么意思呢? 他就是告诉我们他为什么要写罗马书。
And he is actually telling us the reasons he wrote the book of Romans.
所以他写罗马书呢, 是因为他要做一件事情呢, 就是作为一个祭司应该有的事情。
And the reason is because of a priestly service.
因为他把自己当作是一个祭司, 怎么样来把这个献祭的这个祭物做得好。
And Paul views himself as a priest and how he ought to offer sacrifices properly.
他是一个外邦人的这个使徒。
He is an apostle to the Gentiles.
那么罗马人里面有很多外邦人。
And in Rome, there were many Gentiles.
所以他在这个罗马人的教会里面呢, 他怎么样预备他们来朝见主, 怎么样预备他们来献上这个活祭。
So he, in the midst of the Gentiles, is preparing the Gentiles to come face to face with the Lord, how they can present themselves as living sacrifices.
所以在这边为什么提到这个祭司的这个侍奉呢?
So why talk about priestly service here?
这里因为讲到这个祭司的侍奉, 因为保罗是这么说的, 你看第16节, 他说, 使我为外邦做基督耶稣的仆役, 做 福音的祭司, 你看到祭司这两个字吗?
And he actually mentions this in verse 16, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God.
所以在这边我们看到有好多字呢, 在这里呢, 跟这个祭司有关系。
And we see here many terms related to a priest.
首先呢, 我们看到他是耶稣基督的仆役, 就是说他是耶稣基督的奴隶或者仆人。 但是基本上他是指到这个字是形容什么呢? 形容祭司。
And firstly, he says that he is a minister of Christ Jesus or a servant of Christ Jesus. And this word is basically describing a priest.
同一个希腊字呢, 在希伯来书10章11节, 就翻译成祭司, 他说, 凡祭司天天站着侍奉的, 屡次献上一样的祭物, 这祭司, 这祭物不能容, 不能除罪。
Because the same Greek word is translated as priest in Hebrews 10:11, and every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.
所以在这里呢，他在这个华文圣经翻译成耶稣基督的仆人或者仆役， 那么在英文圣经是 minister， 其实那个字就是指祭司。
So in the Chinese, it's translated as servant, but in the English, a minister, but the Greek word actually can be translated as priest.
所以在这边呢, 不但是这个字是指祭司, 而且接下来他说 priestly service, 就是说做福音的祭司, 他就那个字就出来了。
And then he continues to bring out the term priestly service of the gospel.
同时呢, 他说献上 这个献上这个字呢，是指圣殿里面献祭的那个词汇。
And then, he says, so that the offering of the Gentiles, so the word offering is referring to the sacrifices that's offered in the temple.
所以在这边他就给我们看到，保罗是在讲到保罗怎么样侍奉神呢？
So here, he lets us see how Paul actually serves God.
保罗怎么侍奉神呢？他侍奉神是用他祭司的身份侍奉神。
So how did Paul serve God? It is through his work as a priest.
所以在这边我们看到他保罗侍奉神是用他祭司，他用祭司来形容他侍奉神的工作。
So Paul uses the word priest or priestly service to describe his way of serving God.
所以他用这个身份，就是说他要预备，而且但是注意到，我们注意到在整本圣这个罗马书里面提到呢，旧约的这个祭物已经停止了，基本上是因着耶稣基督为我们钉死之后呢，我们已经不再守旧约里面的这些献祭的条约。
But we also know in the book of Romans it mentions that because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross, the work of the Old Testament sacrifices has ceased.
所以现在为什么保罗又在提起祭司的身份呢？
But why does Paul bring out the status of a priest again?
当然这里就是指他是用祭司的身份来比喻他现在的工作。
He is actually giving an analogy of his current work.
因为他没有把外邦人放在祭坛上然后烧掉。
Because he did not physically place the Gentiles on the altar and burn them.
但是呢，现在要强调的是呢，他要这些人做什么呢？这些人的这个能够当作是活祭，不是死的祭，就好像罗马书十二章一节说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。”
But of course, here the parallel is that he is offering the Gentiles like a living sacrifice, not dead sacrifices.It's like what Romans 12:1 tells us, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
所以你看到这里 holy and acceptable, 就是说圣洁和神所喜悦的，跟我们所读的十四节，他说将你们献教所献上的外邦人因着圣灵的成为圣洁，可蒙喜悦，可蒙悦纳。
And so we see in Romans 12:1 that this holy or living sacrifices are supposed to be holy and acceptable to God. And we find that same phrase repeated in verse 16 here, that the offering of Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们稍微想一想，保罗为什么要写这封信？
So let's think for a moment, why did Paul write this letter?
保罗要写这封信告诉罗马的信徒，叫他们知道怎么样成为活祭，怎么样献上成为活祭是神的喜悦的，而且呢是圣洁的。
Paul wrote this epistle to the believers in Rome to show them how to present themselves as living sacrifices, how to be holy and acceptable to God.
所以我们讲到罗马书十二章讲到说，你们要将身体献上当作活祭，这个是应用。
And therefore we said that in Romans 12:1, when we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, this is actually application.
那么特别是罗马书十二章第一节的前面两个字，他说，所以像为什么要当作活祭呢？就好像保罗在这边讲，我们要将你当作活祭来献上，怎么样当成活祭呢？
Especially note the word in Romans 12:1, therefore.In other words, he is actually teaching them how to present themselves as living sacrifices.
不但是怎么样，同时为什么。
Not just how, but also why.
为什么呢？
Why need to present?
这个我们就回到讲整本罗马书到底你学会什么。
And so, of course, this brings us back to the whole book of Romans. What have you learned?
到底罗马书讲的是什么东西？
What does the book of Romans talk about?
记得吗？
Remember?
所以我们来做一个复习。
So let's revise.
罗马书到底讲什么呢？
What is the book of Romans about?
基本上我们讲罗马书是强调神的义。
And we said before that the book of Romans emphasizes on God's righteousness.
神的义彰显出来。
God's righteousness manifested.
神的义在律法以外彰显出来。
And God's righteousness has been manifested apart from the law.
而且是通过我们的相信，我们的信心才彰显出来。
And it is manifested through our belief and our faith.
让我们来复习一下罗马书。
So let's revise the book of Romans.
所以罗马书第一章第六节说，第十六节说什么呢？我不以福音为耻，这个就是罗马书的这个重要的经文。他说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，一人必因信得生。
From Romans 1:16, this is a crucial verse telling us what is the main theme of the book of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
所以他讲到说，所以我不以福音为耻。原来福音是神的大能。为什么福音是神的大能呢？这个福音就是好消息。在讲好消息之前呢，为什么我们需要好消息？
And Paul says that he is not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for salvation.And the gospel means good news, but why is there good news?
所以为什么要好消息呢？这个为什么要？因为原来我们有坏消息。
And we are being told the good news because we actually have bad news.
为什么呢？你看第十八节。
Because in verse 18 it tells us.
十八节说原来。
For.
所以他讲十八节在解释十六节，他说在好消息之前有这个坏消息，原来神的愤怒已经彰显了。
So before telling them the good news, he explains to them the bad news in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed.
所以神的愤怒从天上显在一切不虔不义的人身上。
The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
愤怒就是怒气，就是生气的意思。
Wrath means anger.
所以神生气我们。
God is angry.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他说神的怒气要显在不虔不义的人身上，就是那些阻挡真理的人。
And God's anger or wrath is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
这些不虔不义的人是谁呢？就在十九节说那些。神的事情人所能知道的原显明在神的这个人的心里，因为神已经给他神显明，自从创造天地以来，神的永能神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，却借造所造之物都可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Who are these unrighteous and ungodly people? That's explained in verse 19. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them.For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse.
所以你看到这里是说，所有拒绝耶稣基督，所有拒绝神，所有拒绝圣经的人呢，就在这个范围里面。
So this shows us that whoever who does not believe in God,or reject God, or reject Jesus, or whoever who rejects the word of God, they are within this boundary.
所以基本上他是说所有的外邦人都犯了罪。
And then he says all Gentiles have sinned.
不但是这样，他说第二章就讲到外邦人犯了罪，那么那些犹太人也一样犯了罪。
And then in chapter 2, he doesn't just talk about the Gentiles, he says not only have all Gentiles sinned, but all Jews have also sinned.
所以我们翻到第三章第十节。
And we turn to chapter 3, verse 10.
他说，就如经上所记，没有一人，一个都没有，没有明白，没有寻求的神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become worthless.
三章二十节说，所有凡有血气的，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人之罪。
Chapter 3 verse 20, For by works of the law no human being will be justified in his sight.Since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
所以这边告诉我们说，律法的功用是只是叫人知罪，律法的功用呢不是叫人得救。
So it shows us here that the purpose of the law is to show people that they have sinned, and the purpose of the law is not to save.
所以神的话临到我们时, 神的律法临到我们, 告诉我们, 原来我们都是罪人。
And so when the law of God came to us, when the word of God came to us, it shows us that we are all but sinners.
不管你是犹太人也好, 是外邦人也好, 所有世界上凡有血气的都是罪人。
Whether you are Gentile or a Jew, whoever walks on this earth is a sinner.
所有的人都在神的愤怒底下。
And so all human beings are under the wrath of God.
但是那个好消息是什么呢?
But what is the good news?
三章二十一节他说, 但是如今神的义在律法以外显出来了。
And the good news is in verse 21, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law.
就是说神的义因信二十二节, 神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的没有分别, 因为世人都犯了罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
Verse 22, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以现在不是行律法得救, 而是因为相信耶稣基督为我们所成就的这一切事情, 只要你相信你依靠他, 你就能够得救。
So now, no one can be saved by keeping the law, but one can be saved when you believe in Jesus and you repent from your sins.
所以, 靠信心得救呢, 好像是很新的东西, 在罗马书, 在整本圣经里面呢, 好像对犹太人来讲, 守律法的犹太人来讲, 这个是不能接受的。
So to those Jews who have been keeping the law, justification by faith alone seems like a new thing and they cannot accept it.
所以保罗呢, 就说明在21节说, 神的律在, 神的义在律法以外显出来, 有律法和先知为证。
And so in verse 21, he says that the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. So he used Abraham as an example.
然后呢,他又用亚当做例子。
And then he used Adam as an example.
所以记得吗? 罗马书一开始的时候, 这个福音本是神的道,要救一切的人。
And remember, Romans in the beginning says that the gospel is God's power to save everyone who believes.
所以他要拯救一切的人, 不管是犹太人还是希腊人, 都是犯了罪, 但是现在有一个好消息, 就是在律法以外, 只要你相信耶稣基督, 你就能够得救。
And whether Jew or Greek, they have all sinned and all under the wrath of God, but right now, the good news is, as long as you believe in Jesus, you can be saved.
那么他就用亚伯拉罕做例子。
Then he used Abraham as illustration.
在第四章第三节说, 他说亚伯拉罕是因信神就称他为义, 做功德不算人恩典, 乃是该得的, 唯有不做功德, 只信称他为义的神, 他的信就称他为义, 是在他的行为以外蒙神称为义的人是有福的。
Chapter 4, verse 3, he explains that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness.
所以现在好消息就是只要我们因为耶稣为我们预备了救恩，只要我们相信耶稣所预备的，依靠耶稣所预备的救恩，我们就可以脱离神的愤怒。
So, right now, as long as we believe in Jesus, He will help us to escape from the wrath of God.
就好像亚伯拉罕信神，相信神的预备就可以得救，我们也是一样，相信神的预备，我们就可以得救。
Just like Abraham, who had faith that God has prepared a way for him, so if we have faith in God that He has prepared the way for us, we will be saved.
就是有些人还不相信, 意思说, 怎么靠一个人就全世界可以得救呢?
And so some people still do not believe and they might ask, how can the whole world be saved just because of one man?
所以, 保罗就用亚当作为例子, 他说, 罪因为一个人而进入世界, 救恩也是因着一个人就是主耶稣, 而我们可以蒙得救。
So Paul uses Adam as an example to show us that just as one man sinned and caused the whole world to plunge into sin, So, because of one man's righteousness, and that is Jesus Christ, the whole world can be saved.
这个就是它的主题，就是罗马书的主题。
And this is the main theme of the book of Romans.
人因信就可以得到神的义。
Because of faith, man can be counted as righteous.
然后第六章、第七章、第八章呢，就是有三个这个Q&A， 就是问与答。
And chapters 6, 7, and 8 are three questions and answers.
就好像我们今天有很多讲完道就 有问你答，这边圣经里面也有这样的例子。
It's like after the sermon today, we might have a Q&A session, and this is a biblical example.
所以六章第一节说，怎么说呢？我们可以仍然在罪中吗？因为神叫恩典显多，神是靠恩典拯救我们，所以我们可以仍然在罪吗？他说断乎不可。
Chapter 6, verse 1, the first question, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means.
然后第二个问题，他说，我们既然不在律法之下，我们可以继续犯罪吗？他说，断乎不可。
And then the second question in verse 15, what then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means.
那么来到第七章的第七节，他说，律法是罪吗？断乎不是。
And chapter 7, verse 7, what then shall we say that the law is sin? By no means.
像所以但是呢他在讲到律法不是罪的话呢他在讲到但是律法有叫我们知罪。
So the law is not sin, but the law actually lets us have a knowledge of sin.
结果呢他说当我们但是呢那些信主的人信主了之后呢他说我信主之后还是继续犯罪怎么办？
But then there are those who say that after I believe in the Lord, I continue to sin. What shall I do?
所以你看到第七章下半段呢，保罗就用现代的口语，就是说现在式的口语说，我们以罪征战是事实，而且征战得很厉害。他说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我们脱离这个取死的身体？
And of course, he continues in the second half of chapter 7 in present tense.To show that Christians are now struggling with sin, and this is an intense struggle that is occurring presently. And Paul laments and says that the wretched man am I who is going to deliver me from this body of death.
当我们进入第八章的时候，我们就看到圣灵的功用。
And then when we come to chapter 8, we see the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就在我们身上产生作用，使到我们以罪抵挡，因为圣灵的律以这个死的律对抗，使我们得胜。
And the Holy Spirit has produced a change in our life such that we are able to actually struggle with sin right now, and there is a law of the spirit in us that actually works against the law of sin.
所以八章十二节说，弟兄们，这样看来，我们不欠肉体的债去顺从肉体，是叫第十三节说，你们若顺从肉体，就必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，就必要活。
Verse 12. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
那么他就讲了一个事实，在第八章下半段呢，就讲到有三个叹息。
And then he speaks of a fact in the second half of chapter 8, there are three groanings.
意思说，整个世界神的救恩还没有完成。
And in other words, in the whole world, God's redemption is not complete.
第一个叹息是讲到万物都不断的这个衰坏，而且有一天到最后它要被去除。
And the first groaning is regarding all of creation that is groaning, and one day this will all be set away.
那么第二呢，就是讲到信徒也在叹息。
Secondly, believers are groaning.
特别是在第二十三节，他说。不但第八章二十三节，不但我们如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也自己心里叹息，等候儿子的名分，叫我们的身体得赎。
Chapter 8:23, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以这边就讲到一个很重要的真理，就是说，我们虽然得救，当我死的时候呢，马上到天堂去，但是我还没有死，在这个身体呢，我这个身体还没有得赎。
So this is a very important teaching that yes, indeed, I am already saved. If I die right now, I will immediately go to heaven. But yet, while I remain in this body, This is an unredeemed body.
所以在这边就有这个内在的征战。
So there is this inner struggle.
就是我们的身体会有犯罪的倾向，我们这个灵必须要将它控制。所以保罗说：“我攻克己身，叫身服我。”
Our body has this tendency to sin, but the spirit in us ought to actually tell our bodies not to sin. And that's the reason why Paul says, "I buffet my body in order to keep it under control."
所以在神学上，我们叫做成圣的道路。
And in theology, we call this the life or the path of sanctification.
所以我们在这个生命在世界上的时候呢，我们要不断的来管理、控制，要攻克己身，使到我们这个身体不要犯罪，要归荣耀给神。
So as we continue in this life, we are to control our lives and to buffet our bodies.To keep it under control so that we will not sin against God.
不但是这样，我们讲了三个叹息，第三个叹息就是圣灵也在为我们祷告，圣灵不动用这个不叹说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
And of course, the Holy Spirit helps us and pray for us because the Holy Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
但是有些人征战的很厉害的说，哎呀，我真是苦啊。
But some people are so deep in struggle that they feel very wretched.
所以来到了第二十八节，这个就是我们这个经句八章二十八节，就是我们的这个 rescue 的这个经句。他说，我们晓得万事不相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是那按照他旨意被召的，因为所预先所知道人，就预先定下效法他的儿子的模样，在叫他的儿子在许多的这个弟兄中做长子。
And then we come to verse 28. This is really a verse that provides us a path of escape or excuses because it says, We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, for those who be foreknown, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers.
意思是什么呢?
What does that mean?
就是说就算现在这种挣扎也是好的。
In other words, the struggles that you have now, they are good.
因为万事互相效力。
Because all things work together for good.
使我们这些爱神的人可以得益处。
It's for the good of those who love God.
就算现在跟罪挣扎，给我们看到我们罪的可怕，看到我们人更彻底的需要神。
Even when we are struggling with sin right now,We actually see that sin is scary and it points us to our need for God.
但是不要怕。
But do not be afraid.
神所预定的呢，神必然召他，神所召的必叫他称义，不但称义的必叫他得荣耀。这个我们就看到这个 doctrine of grace, 这个就是神拣选的道理，就在这边出现了。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. And those whom he predestined, he also called.And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. And this is what we call the doctrine of grace.
所以在这边我们看到呢，他说，就算是有这个征战，我们也要坚持到底，因为呢，我们很清楚，神必不会把我们丢弃。他说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神已经把他的爱子给我们，谁还不把万物给我们吗？所以谁能控告神属神的人呢？
So even when we are struggling with sin, we do not lose hope because verse 31 says, If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
所以我们要坚持到底，主所拣选的必然得救。
So we must persevere because whoever that God has elected will be saved.
所以当然来到第九章、第十章、第十一章，就有人说，如果这个神所拣选的以色列人都碰到这么大的问题，我们怎么肯定我们一定会得救呢？
And then we come to chapters 9, 10, and 11, and because some people might ask, Israel was chosen, and yet they struggle with so many problems, how then can we be sure that we are saved?
所以保罗在这边给我们看到神对以色列人的计划。
So Paul lets us see God's plan for Israel.
当我们讲完，我们还会回到9到10章更详细的讲这段圣经。所以在这边他讲完这个以色列人之后呢，12章就开始用，告诉我们应该实际的运用。
And we will eventually return to Romans 9 to 11 and go through that in greater detail. But now we come to chapter 12, and after all this, Paul now shows us how to apply.
所以神的愤怒本来在所有的人身上。
God's wrath was originally on all men.
为了要拯救世人，神的儿子 来到世上，为我们承受一切的苦难，被钉死在十字架上，结果呢，最后呢，把我们来拯救。
But in order to save men, God's Son Jesus came as a human being and died on the cross in order to save us from our sins.
所以我们从十二章开始，我们就不要再为自己活，乃是为耶稣基督而活。
So from chapter 12 onwards, we are therefore to stop living for ourselves.But to live for Christ.
所以十二章一开始的时候，保罗说：“现在将身体献上。”
That's why in chapter 12, Paul starts by saying, "Offer up your bodies as living sacrifice."
不，就是使到你能够圣洁，而且呢，蒙神喜悦。
To be holy and acceptable to God.
接下来十二章十三章就开始讲到我们与自己的关系，我们与人的关系，我们与弟兄姐妹的关系。
And then he continues chapter 12, 13 to show us our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with others, our relationship with other brothers and sisters too.
不但是这样，我们与敌人的关系，还有我们与政府的关系。
And also our relationship with enemies and relationship with the government.
所以这一切呢，我们已经不是属于自己的，我们应该怎么样来处理这些关系？
So because we do not belong to ourselves any longer, how are we to view this relationship?
不但是这样，第十四、第十五章呢，就是讲到我们与那些弟兄姐妹之间有软弱的弟兄姐妹应该怎么样处理，就在我们第十四跟十五章。
And in chapters 14 to 15, it also shows us how we ought to deal with relationships with other brothers and sisters who are weaker in faith.
所以在这里呢，我们看到一件事情，保罗说。我做一件很重要的工作，就是把这个真理，神拯救世人的这个因信称义这个道理告诉你们，目的是要你们将身体献上，当作活祭来献给神。
And so Paul is now telling us that this is a very important task that he is doing, which is to teach us how to present our bodies as living sacrifices acceptable to God.
所以呢，我们必须要懂得怎么样的来到神的面前，因为保罗要预备我们来把我们当作这个活祭，而且呢是神所喜悦的，而且呢是圣洁的，将我们来献给神。
And so we want to learn that this is what Paul is telling us, how we can become living sacrifices that are holy and acceptable, presentable to God.
所以这边我们看到保罗的祭司的侍奉。
So we see here Paul's priestly service.
但是你说我都不是祭司，为什么你要告诉我保罗祭司的这个身份？
And you might say, but I'm no priest. Why tell me about Paul's priestly service?
但是呢，我们从圣经里面看到彼得前书，彼得在前书二章九节，他说：“你们已经是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，叫你们宣扬他召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。”
But we learn from 1 Peter 2:9 that you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him.Who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light?
所以意思是说，现在的信徒，新约的信徒已经是祭司了。
In other words, all New Testament believers are priests.
所以我们的工作是什么呢？要有圣洁，我们要有圣洁，我们是要有这个，要来宣扬神召我们出黑暗进入光明的美德。
And we are now a people for God. We are supposed to be holy, that we may proclaim the excellencies of God who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
所以保罗在写罗马书的时候要做什么？
So when Paul wrote the book of Romans, what was he doing?
要他们圣洁。
He wants them to be holy.
要他们顺服神的带领。
Wants them to obey God's leading.
要让他们顺服圣经的话。
Wants them to obey the Bible.
预备他们。成为圣洁是神所喜悦、神所接受的。
To prepare them so that they might be holy and acceptable to God.
神要的不是死的祭物。
What God wants is not dead sacrifices.
神要的是活祭。
God wants living sacrifices.
意思说，在我们的生活当中，我们要把我们的生活当作侍奉来献给神。
In other words, in our lives, we are supposed to take our lives in such a way that it is an act of service to God.
所以保罗要预备信徒，包括我们都是外邦人。保罗要预备我们怎么样呢？要有好的生命，好的见证，要有好的这个侍奉。怎么样做呢？就是罗马书所要强调的。So
Paul wants Gentiles, and we are all Gentiles, believers who are Gentiles, to know how to serve and how to present our bodies and live our lives for God. And this is what Paul is writing in Romans and teaching us to do.
是的，弟兄姐妹，侍奉神可以包括扫扫地，把这个擦擦这个椅子，然后做一些东西。但是呢，更重要的是你的生命。
Yes, brothers and sisters, serving God can involve sweeping the floor, can involve cleaning the chairs, but serving God actually involves your whole life.
你的生命就是一个见证。
Your life is a testimony.
你有没有把你的生命整理好，清洁、干净、圣洁，将你的生命献给神？
Have you actually cleaned up your life in such a way that it is holy and acceptable and you are presenting it to God?
直到我们的整个生命呢，人看到我们的原本的生命呢，已经变成何等的美，何等的荣耀，何等的良善，把它这个神救我们出黑暗进入光明者的这个 transformation 这个改变呢，看到这个呢，归荣耀给神来敬拜神。
Have we showed to others the change in our life? And before we are believers and after we are believers, how our life has changed and how God has transformed our lives so that we are actually proclaiming the excellencies of God who called us out of the darkness into marvelous light by using our lives.
到底神要我们什么呢?
What is God demanding from us?
弥迦书6章8节说，世人啊，耶和华指示你。 何为善？什么是好呢？就神所介绍的好是怎么样的好呢？他向你所要求的到底是什么呢？就是要行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，以神同行。Micah 6:8
tells us that he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God.
所以我们的生命是不是 圣洁的，我们的生命是不是要追求公义？我们的生命是不是充满了怜悯，充满了这个恩慈啊？我们是不是存着谦卑的神的心与神同行
？So our lives is it actually full of wanting to do justice and loving kindness, and that we are also wanting to walk humbly with God?
你的生命是不是称作公义、好怜悯、存谦卑与神？
Is your life one that is doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with your God?
所以这个就是基督徒应该有的表现。This
is what Christians ought to do.
基督徒的生命要充满了这些特征。Christians'
life ought to be filled with such characteristics.
但是圣经里面还有很多教训。
But of course, there are many other teachings in the Bible.
我选择一两个来提一提。
I'm only choosing a few to mention.
第二个呢，我们要提一提的就是，你知道吗？我们的生命要充满了喜乐。
And the other one that we want to mention is that our lives ought to be filled with joy.
保罗在腓立比书说4章4节说，你们要喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐，要靠主喜乐。
Paul says in Philippians 4:4, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
你看到吗？我们在心里面必须要喜乐来荣耀神。
We are supposed to rejoice in our and let the joy in our life glorify God.
是靠主喜乐。
Of course, we are rejoicing in the Lord.
因为如果我们信了主之后呢，悲悲惨惨，气气，怎么样来见证神呢？
If after we believe in God, we are living a life of misery and full of sadness, how can we testify for God?
中马田说，基督徒的生命应该是最喜乐的生命。
Martin Lloyd-Jones said a Christian's life ought to be the most joyful life.
一个基督徒应该得着神最大的祝福，得到救恩，是应该是最喜乐的。但是呢，如果你很不喜乐呢，可见。 你没有，你不再彰显耶稣基督在你身上的恩典。And
if you have received forgiveness for your sins and salvation of your soul, you ought to be joyful. And if you are not joyful, in other words, you are not manifesting the grace of God in your life.
我们必须要学习过一个喜乐的生命。
We must learn to live a life of joy.
是靠主喜乐。
And is to rejoice in God.
意思说，当我们看我们周围的事情，我们都是从主的眼光来看，知道主有掌控、掌管，知道主有带领，我们心里能够喜乐起来。
In other words, when we look at things that are happening around us, we must view it from the Lord's perspective and to see God's guidance, to see God's providence in everything, and we will then rejoice because of Him.
这个呢，我们很盼望呢，在这个世界上的人很多悲哀，很多忧郁，所以我们特别要提这件事情。
And we see that people in the world are full of grief and full of sadness, and that's the reason why we want to make special mention of it.
我们基督徒要学习喜过一个喜乐的生活。
Christians need to learn how to live a life full of joy.
另外一个呢是基督徒应该过一个知足的生活。
And the other thing is that Christians ought to live with contentment.
保罗说我已经学会知足了，而且是已经是不管在什么情况下他已经可以知足，而且已经是学会的。这个是腓立比书四章十一节。
Philippians 4:11, Paul says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
所以你看到吗？知足的生命也是基督徒的特征。
So can you see that contentment is actually a Christian's characteristic?
我们应该满足于主里面，而不是不断的追求外面的事情。
We ought to be content in the Lord rather than to be in pursuit of things external.
很多时候呢，我们的拼命工作、拼命赚钱、拼命做很多东西，到底你需要吗？很多时候呢，我们过一个简单的生活，可以更加喜乐。
Very often we keep working very hard and to earn a lot of money and in pursuit of many things. But the question is, do you need all these things? Very often you will find that if your life is simpler, you will be more joyful.
如果我们跟现代的人比，跟我们的父母相比，我们的上一辈、前一两代，我们的生命、我们的生活比他好多了，但是我们比他们更加不满足。
If we compare with our parents and our grandparents' generation,Our life is actually much better, but yet we are more dissatisfied.
所以我们要学会知足，一个知足的心才能够彰显耶稣基督的恩典。
So we must learn to be content, because the heart of contentment will manifest God's grace.
记得吗？我们是要彰显神召我们出黑暗进入光明的者的美德。主怎么改变我们？从一个贪婪，从一个这个什么都要，到我们完全满足于主，主必预备，主必带领，我们能够在安息在主的怀里，这个是很重要的。
Remember, we are to proclaim the excellencies of God who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So we need to show others how we have turned away from a life of greed to a life of contentment in God.
所以还有一个我们很少提的
，and there is one more thing which we seldom mention，
就是主再来的功课
，which is the lesson of Christ's return。
主告诉我们，他去预备地方，他说他还会再来接我们。这是约翰十四章三节说，请问我们怎么样预备主再来呢
？The Lord told us in John 14:3 that I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and will take you to myself.So how do we prepare ourselves for the Lord's return?
所以你看到保罗在做什么呢？他写这封信，告诉他们，他预备他们，使到他们可以成为活祭。当然，这个活祭的层面很广，那么我们只提了一些来稍微提醒我们。
Again, Paul wrote the book of Romans to teach the believers how to become living sacrifices, and this has a very, very broad scope. But we are just mentioning a few areas.
那我们来看第十五节，回去罗马书十五章，我们看十五节，他说：“但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的记性，特因神所给我的恩典，使我为外邦人做耶稣基督的仆役，做神福音的祭司，所献上的外邦人因做圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。”
Coming back to Romans 15.And verse 15, but on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder. Because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
所以你看到这里, 他讲到怎么样 sanctify, 怎么样来成为圣洁, 这个祭司怎么样献上这个活祭呢? 就是要预备我们, 让我们能够在神再来的时候呢, 能够成为神的祝, 成为祝福, 要神来接受 神喜悦我们所做的这一切。
So how did Paul act as a minister of Christ Jesus and carried out his priestly service? That is to prepare us to become living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, so that when Christ comes again, he will be satisfied with our work.
所以我们讲到这段圣经第一个 回答的这个问题就是保罗为什么要写这封信。
And so we talk about why Paul wrote this letter, and this is the first reason.
所以他用他祭司的身份来侍奉神来写这封信。
And he is writing this because he is a priest of God.
第二个原因为什么他要写这段圣经呢? 因为他告诉我们说他为什么延迟到现在才来。
And the second reason why he wrote this letter is to explain why he had been hindered.
我们先看第22节。
Let's look at verse 22 first.
他说,我因多次的拦阻呢,总不得到你那里去,但如今在这里已经没有可传的,而且有好几年,所以我就想要去西班牙,然后经过你们那里。
Verse 22, this is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain.
所以他在讲什么呢? 他什么东西阻拦阻他呢?
What has been hindering Paul?
就是保罗福音的侍奉。
That was his evangelistic service.
为什么呢? 从17节到21节, 我们看到这段圣经呢, 就是他在讲到他怎么样向外邦人传福音。
Because verse 17 to 21 shows us how Paul had been preaching the gospel to Gentiles.
你看第17节,
Look at verse 17.
17节, 所以论到神的事, 我在耶稣基督里有可夸的, 除了耶稣, 除了基督, 借我所做这些事, 我什么都不敢提, 只提他借我言语作为以用神迹奇事的能力, 并圣灵的能力, 注意后面几个字, 使外邦顺服。
Verse 17, In Christ Jesus then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed.
再看19节, 甚至我从耶路撒冷至转到以利里谷, 到处传的耶稣基督的福音, 为什么呢? 第20节, 我立了志向不在基督的名被传过的地方, 地方传福音, 免得建在别人的根基上, 就如经上所记, 未曾闻他信息的, 将要看见, 未曾听过的, 将要明白。
Verse 19, By the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation.
所以很清楚的保罗是说因着福音他在急忙的在那个地方传福音所以他不能够到罗马去。So
very clearly Paul was explaining that he had been busy sharing the preaching the gospel everywhere to all the regions, and that is the reason why he could not go to Rome.
所以呢看到他的目的就是这些外邦人在这些地方的外邦人他什么呢他说使外邦人顺服。
And he has been preaching the gospel throughout the regions because he wanted to bring the Gentiles to obedience.
所以这个就是传福音,其实福音呢,就是要他们顺服耶稣基督。
And he was preaching the gospel or evangelizing. And evangelism or preaching the gospel is really to ask people to obey Christ.
那么他怎么样达到这个目标呢?
How did he actually achieve this target?
第一呢, 他是通过言语跟行为。
Firstly, it's through his words and his work.
你看到了, 他说, 只提他借我的言语和行为。
And he said, by word and deed.
所以可见呢，我们传福音必须要靠口，必须要讲出来，同时呢，要有生活的见证来支撑。
So of course, firstly, when we preach the gospel, we need to actually speak it through our mouth. And secondly, our lives must be in support of that.
多少时候我们讲了很多话，太漂亮了，但是一看他的生命，他就不再信。
And very often we have seen people with a wonderful speech, but when we look at his life, he is actually living a life of an unbeliever.
不要讲别人，连自己都不信。
And let's not talk about others. I doubt he believes it himself.
看到自己的生命，甚至你就怀疑自己到底有没有信主。
When you look at your own life, you might even begin to suspect whether you are a believer.
所以我们不单是要靠言语，我们还要靠我们的生活、生命的见证。
So it is not just through our words, but through our deeds in our lives.
那么保罗不但是用言语跟行为呢，同时呢，他也用神迹跟启示。
And not just through word and deed, but also through signs and wonders.
很多人说，哦，保罗用神迹奇事，所以我们今天也要用神迹奇事。
Many people say, because Paul did signs and wonders, so we today ought to do signs and wonders.
问题是，保罗是使徒，你是不是使徒？
But the question is, Paul was an apostle, are you?
很多时候保罗行的神迹奇事真的是神迹奇事，但是你行的到底是不是神迹奇事？
And of course, we know that the signs and wonders done by Paul were real, but are what you do real?
所以我们一定要注意到这个神迹奇事是什么一回事情。
So we need to understand what are signs and wonders.
罗马，这个哥林多后书十二章十二节给我们一个很清楚的看见。
2 Corinthians 12:12 tells us what these are.
保罗在哥林多后书十二章十二节说。 我在你们中间用百般的忍耐，借着神迹奇事的异能，显出使徒的凭据。
And in 2 Corinthians 12:12, Paul wrote that the signs of a true apostle were performed among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works.
我们怎么知道保罗是使徒啊？
How do we know Paul was an apostle?
因为他有凭据。
Because he had proof.
他什么凭据啊？
What was the proof?
就是 signs and wonders, 就是神迹跟异能。
That was signs and wonders.
所以，如果当时候的人，所有的人能够行神迹奇事，这样使徒有什么看？怎么看出来呢？
If everyone in those days could perform signs and wonders, how then can we tell between a true apostle and a false?
可见当时候的人，包括当时候的基督徒，都不能行神迹奇事，只有使徒能够行。所以一看就知道啊，他是使徒，我们应该听他。
Apparently, not everyone can do signs and wonders in those days. So the one who could really perform signs and wonders, we know that must be an apostle, and we must listen to him.
所以保罗说他传福音，当时候他是使徒，他可以行这个，但是我们今天我们不是使徒，我们只能够靠行为跟靠言语。
And Paul said that he could do that because he is an apostle. There are no more apostles today, therefore there are no signs and wonders, and we can only depend on our words and deeds.
不但是这样，我们也依靠还有一个就是圣灵的能力。
And of course, we can also depend on the power of the Spirit of God.
有很多人觉得很奇怪，他讲神迹奇事，然后圣灵的能力，难道神迹跟奇事跟圣灵能力是分开的吗？
Some people ask, he talks about signs and wonders and then the power of the Spirit of God, are these two separate?
当然，神迹奇事也是圣灵的能力。
Of course, signs and wonders come from the Spirit.
但是这边呢，保罗把它分开来，可见保罗他有他的意思。
But Paul separated them with purpose.
因为圣灵的能力很多时候呢，是借助这个传道人的口讲出去呢，改变生命。这个也看出那个是这个圣灵的能力在他们身上彰显。
Because very often the power of the Spirit of God is actually shown when the preacher preaches God's word and the word of God changes the person's life.
而每一个人信主本来就是一个奇迹。
And for anyone to believe is itself a miracle.
因为人是不可能相信的。
Because men will find it impossible to
believe. 人是不可能改变的。
Men cannot change themselves.
但是神使他们改变，而且呢，越来越像主耶稣，这个本身就是一个奇迹。
But God changed them to become more and more Christ-like. That in itself is a miracle.
这个就是圣灵的能力。
And this is the power of the Spirit of God.
所以在保罗说，我给你看到我为什么忙着不能来呢？因为我在那边传扬福音，要使外邦人顺服神的福音。
So Paul is explaining why he had been hindered from going to Rome because he had been preaching the gospel throughout the regions of the Gentiles.
是靠他的这个讲道，他的言语跟他的行为，还有靠神迹奇事，还有靠圣灵的能力。
By his word and work, by signs and wonders, and by the power of the Spirit of God.
不但是这样呢，他才是从耶路撒冷到以利古。
And he did that from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum.
到处传福音。
He was preaching the gospel everywhere.
使到人可以信主。
So that people might believe in the Lord.
不但是这样呢，他立了志向呢，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音。
And he also made it his ambition to preach the gospel not where Christ had already been named.
这个是保罗传福音的一个策略。
This was his strategy to preach the gospel.
那么他引用了旧约的一句话，以赛亚的一句话，在二十一节说：“未曾闻他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。”
And he quotes a verse from Isaiah in verse 21, as it is written, "Those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand."
然后呢，你看二十三节。
Then look at verse 23.
他说：“但如今在这里已经没有可传的地方了。”
But now, since I no longer have any room for work in this region.
你想一想。
Think about it.
是不是说当时候所有的人都信了主，所以他没有地方可传？
Is it that all the people then had believed in the Lord and that's why he had no place to preach?
一定是不可能的。
That's impossible.
但是保罗这样讲这些话是什么意思呢？
So what did Paul mean when he says this?
所以在解经家在研究这段的圣经的时候，发现一个可能性。
So the Bible interpreters, when they studied this passage and explained, they found one possibility.
这个意思说，保罗呢看到这个地方没有人传福音，在那个地区这边没有地方没有人传福音，他就去那边建立一个教会，然后把那个教会建立起来，那个教会可以向其他的人传福音，然后到另外地方没有教会，他就建立起一个教会，那边传福音。他是用这个策略来达到这个目的。
Paul must have seen one region where no one has ever preached the gospel before, and so he went to that region to preach the gospel and establish a church, and then he left the place and let the church continue to preach the gospel to those who do not believe.And he actually used this strategy wherever he went.
所以不是说他讲到这里所有的人信主了没有地方可传了，不是这个意思，而是说他看到那个地区那个乡村没有，他就建立一个教会，然后由他们继续去传，然后他到另外，所以这个是有策略性的这个去传福音。
So clearly it would not have been possible that everyone had already believedBut it is now we are looking at his strategy of preaching the gospel. He would set up a church there and let them continue the work.
这个就是保罗的侍奉。
This was his evangelistic service.
所以保罗第一个侍奉呢，就是要预备罗马人、罗马的教会呢，可以当作活祭献给神。
So Paul's first area of service was to prepare the church of Rome to become living sacrificesacceptable to God.
所以这个就是他写罗马书的原因。
And this is the reason he wrote the book of Romans.
第二呢，为什么他这个时候才来呢？原因是他因为他必须要在那边做福音的工作，所以到这个时候他传了，在很多地方已经建立了教会之后，他可以现在可以来了。
And secondly, he is explaining why he had been delayed or hindered in coming to Rome, and now that his work in the other regions have completed.He is coming to Rome.
所以现在你看到吗？保罗传福音是有策略的。
So now you can see that Paul had a strategy when he preached the gospel.
他知道他的对象是谁。
He knew his audience.
就是那些地方没有传过福音的地方。
Wherever the gospel has not been preached before.
第二呢，他是通过他的言语，通过圣灵的能力。
And he does it through his word and deeds, and also by the power of the Spirit.
然后呢，他在二十节，我立了志向，他有策略的 他知道他的方向，他说 the ambition， 他说在这里我的立了志向是要，这个是他的 strategy， 他的策略。
And in verse 20, that was his ambition, and he had a strategy to carry out that ambition.
请问你传福音有没有策略？
Do you have a strategy of preaching the gospel?
你知道你要向谁传吗？
Do you know who's your audience?
你知道你要用什么方法吗？
Do you know what method you ought to use?
你知道你的策略是什么吗？
Do you know what is your strategy?
这个就是我们要学习的。
This is what we ought to learn.
保罗怎么样侍奉呢？他是要让我们每一个人都生命，把生命这个整理好来献给神。
How did Paul serve? He wants each of us to tidy up our lives so that we can present our lives to God.
第二，他要向外面还没有传过福音的没有信主的人。像有一个策略，有对象，有方法的去进行这样的工作。
Secondly, he actually knows who his audience, his target audience was, and he had a strategy to preach the gospel to them.
我们呢
？What about us?
我们是不是有对象、有方法、有策略
？Do we have a target audience? Do we have a strategy? Do we have a method to preach the gospel?
我换一句话说，你。每一个人，你有没有对象？你有没有方法？你有没有策略
？And to each and every one of you, do you have a strategy, a method, and an audience?
这个就是我们必须要在神面前好好的思想。
And this is what we need to reflect upon before God.
让我们做一个同心的祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that tells us about Paul's.Service and how he served you as priests to present the Gentiles as living sacrifices, and how he served you by preaching the gospel. We ask, Lord, that you will help us, that we will first learn from the book of Romans to present our own bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to you.And help us, Lord, to obey your word so that we will know how to do it properly through our service and also through our evangelism. We ask that you will help us, and we pray all this in Jesus' name.